My Harvard degree represents for me the curiosity and invention that were encouraged here, the friendships I've sustained. The way Professor Graham told me not to describe the way light hit a flower, but rather the shadow that the flower cast. The way Professor Scarry talked about theater as a transformative religious force. How Professor Coughlin showed how much of our visual cortex is activated just by imagining. Now granted, these things don't necessarily help me answer the most common questions I'm asked. What designer are you wearing? What's your fitness regime? Any makeup tips? But I have never since been embarrassed to myself ask what I might previously have thought was a stupid question. My Harvard degree and other awards are emblems of the experiences which led me to them. The wood-paneled lecture halls, the colorful fall leaves, the hot vanilla at Toscanini's, reading great novels in overstuffed library chairs, running through dining halls screaming, ooh, ah, city step, city step, city step, city step. It's easy now to romanticize my time here, but I had some very difficult times here too. Some combination of being 19, dealing with my first heartbreak, taking birth control pills that have since been taken off the market for their depressive side effects, and spending too much time missing daylight during winter months led me to some pretty dark moments, particularly during sophomore year. There were several occasions I started crying in meetings with professors, overwhelmed with what I was supposed to pull off when I could barely get myself out of bed in the morning. Moments when I took on the motto for my schoolwork, done, not good. If only I could finish my work, even if it took eating a jumbo pack of Sour Patch Kids to get me through a single 10-page paper, I felt that I had accomplished a great feat. I'd repeat to myself, done, not good.